4, November Uniform Echo. Can I get a radio check, please?
AUE, K4, OIM. I can't copy you, Chad, but you got a lot of white noise.
Hey, stand by, Walt. Let me move over to the other radio and see what's going on. OIM, K04, NUE.
AUE, K4, OIM. That's a lot better there, Chad. Perfectly readable. No white noise, nothing.
Okay, not exactly sure what's going on. The only thing I did different was put a... Oh, I see what it is. Okay, thank you, Walt. I'll be standing by for the net. You doing okay tonight?
Well, I went to bed last night, right after net, well, right after I talked to Andy. And I didn't wake up at 15 after 12 today. I slept the whole day away. I guess I'm catching up on all that sleep I lost them two nights.
It's called beauty sleep. And trust me, you need all you can get.
I only got a haircut today. That'll help my looks a lot, I think. So, Chad, I'll be standing in just a few minutes. KO4NUE, K4OIM. I'll be clear on your final, Chad.
Okay, Walt, you know I'm picking at you. But, hey, you got a little white noise in there, too. It might be the repeater. I don't know. But we'll find out here in a few minutes. Thank you for calling me back, Walt. And you know I'm just picking at you. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
4FHJ, I'm copying you loud and clear. I'm copying both of you loud and clear.
Sir, I appreciate it. I put a 90-degree turn on the back of my radio because my cable was messing up. Or was in the way, and I don't know if that's causing it, but I moved over to the other radio, but I'll figure it out tomorrow. I'm just going to hang around here for the net and see what's going on, but thank you so much for coming back and letting me know that, you know, at least my radio's working, but I'll be standing by for the net. K04SHJ, I'm sorry, give me a call one more time, please.
W4, Foxtrot Hotel Juliet.
I'm telling you, I didn't just butcher one, I butchered the whole thing, didn't I?
Yeah, not too bad. Name here is Jean, by the way. I'll let you go, Chad. Good talking with you. I think we've talked before. W4FHJ, be clear.
OIM or... W4FHJ, KO4NUE.
Hey, K4OIM, go ahead, Chad.
You hearing a whole lot of noise on the repeater, or is that my station?
Loud and clear now. That first transmission you made on the other radio, it had a lot of white noise, a lot of cracking and popping in it. Well,
have
I got noise on
mine? Saying is, I am getting, when the mic is not keyed, I can barely hear two people talking in the background, but there's just a whole lot of static, and I'm just like the repeater is staying engaged. But I'm able to walk over it, but are you not hearing that?
Not hearing anything. I hear a little crackling noise in the repeater. It's because of the weather change, I think, but I don't hear anybody else talking. Maybe you're closer to another repeater, and the Mount Mitchell repeater, and you might be picking up another repeater along with this one, Chad.
Gone now, Walt. I don't know what it was, but that was awful. Oh, KO4NUE, I'm clear.
KO4NUE, K4OIM, clear. Waiting on the next.
OIM KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, K4OIM.
Well, is there any noise in this transmission?
Just a little crackling sound, Chad. I think that might be in the weather change in the repeater.
I think I got it straightened out. Okay, Walt, thank you. KO4NUE, I'm clear. I'll see you in about 10 minutes.
KO4NUE, K4OIM. All right, Chad, I'll see you in a few minutes on the next.
4MKH, good evening, everyone.
4MKH, KO4NUE, I see you in there, Marshall. You having a good night?
Yes and no, Chad. I'm having some problems getting Vox working right with the headset I've got on my 7300. But other than that, I'm doing pretty good. Had dinner this evening with a wife. Went out for steak, and it's doing pretty good. It's cooling off here, so that's good. Ain't got much time here. Net 6 and start. You running the net tonight?
No, sir, I don't think so. I usually sit here on standby, though, in case somebody loses power or something. But listen, I'm going to send you a text through EchoLink right quick. I'm going to test this thing out and see if you get it. Stand by. DJW, KO4NUE. See, I'm clear.
I'll have it up in just a minute. KJ4WZM. Q, the Blue Ridge Schmier Net. Net control tonight is KJ4WZM. My name is Daniel, and my location is Travelers Rest. Top Sears Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. Mr. Beers, operated by the Blue Ridge Image Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on frequency are invited to check in. Mr. Peter is. Hold on 1 second. Mr. Peter is at elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KJ4WZM or net control. Alright, at this time I'll go ahead and recognize the pre-net check-in and call for excellent station. For FDM Express, for IEI, Iowa, they're in travel address. K4OSH, that's Pat and Malden, KW4TS, Jim Felder, KF4LGI, Amy Antigua, KM4RJN, John Alperon Cohen, 2-4MKH, Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida, K4SMR, Mel and Popularity, KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylor, and AA4RM, Robert and Easley. Check-ins. I'll go ahead and, well, first I'll call for any new amateur radio operators. Are there any new hams that would like to check into Blue Ridge Meter at? Please call KJ4WZM or net control. I'll go ahead and make a call for EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only if you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Meter at. Please call KJ4WZM or net control. Alright, I don't hear any. So, we'll now begin the normal roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the right two portions. Tonight, being Friday night, we'll begin with Uniform 3 Zulu. Stations with the suffix of your call beginning U through Z. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Junior Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control. Echo 4 Zulu Hotel Fox, Keaton, Columbus. Just check me in and out.
Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November, K4VKN. This is Alan in Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
And I will need one station to come back. Green Net would like to recognize KE4ZHF. That's Keith in Columbus. I've got one station, the station that checked in after Keith, Kilo Oscar 4 something. I need you to come back with your call again. You were really far down in the noise, and I could not make your call out or your name or location, so I need you to come back if you wouldn't mind.
Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, K04 WT Todd, and I'm camping down at Sadler's Creek.
I would like to recognize KO4 WTF. That is Todd camping down by Sadler's Creek. Much better that time. Todd, sometimes your repeater takes a minute to warm up for some reason, and I'm not certain why, but it sounds like that's what it was doing again tonight. So I got you checked in. Next, I've got K4XB. That's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. K4VK, and that is Alan in Piedmont. Do I have any other stations? Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM, this is KG4 Oscar Foxtrot Oscar. Rick, I'm in Edgewood, North Carolina.
Nice, KG4 OFO, that is Rick, located in Edgewood, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in. Alright, we'll go ahead and move up to Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check in to Blue Ridge Premier Net, please call KJ4 WZM or Net Control.
CJW, that's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland, and we're located in Pickens. Negative and negative 2, and good evening to all.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Thank you for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KJ4WZM, good evening, Daniel and Annette. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. I am mobile in Greenville tonight via Echo Link. Good evening to you all on the net. Just check me in and out.
WZM, Daniel, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative, 73s to you and everybody on the net.
It's K1CJW, that is Roland and Pickens, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, KI4DOS, Gary, mobiling around in Greenville. Safe travels to you there, Gary, on your way back to Easley. And were you wanting me to check in Miss Joy too, or no?
Yeah, Daniel, go ahead and check in Joy, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. She is at home in Easley, but go ahead and put her on the list tonight.
I wrote down there, K3JOY. That is Joy, and she's in Easley. Thanks, Gary. And also, I'd like to recognize KB2BYQ. That is Dave in Easley. Any other stations out for Delta? If you'd like to check in to Blue Ridge Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. And go up to E through H, Echo through Hotel. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Humor, please call KJ4WZM or NET. Echo through Hotel, E through H. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Humor Net, please call KJ4WZM or NET Control.
Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
W4FHJ, that is Gene and Taylor's. Any other stations, E through H, if you'd like to check in Blue Ridge Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Go ahead and head up to India through Lima, I through L, if you'd like to check in to Blue Ridge Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
4WZM. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now, I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
4 WZM. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, FKO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic and no comment, and thanks for holding the net.
FKK4JFO, that's James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. Also, KK4JBQ, my buddy Larry and his wife Donna, KC4MFA, and MFK. they are at home in Greer tonight. Also, I have KO4JKV. That is Duncan in Asheville. Any other stations, I through L. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Mr. P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4, NH. My name is Fred. I'm in the morning tonight. Mobile, you were on the beach. You and all of that, I'll be negative and negative.
WZM. Daniel, please check in. Check I'll get straight. Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike, Walt and Edmund. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net, Daniel.
Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. QTH is Campabella. And I'll be in for a comment tonight, Matt.
KO4NNH, that is Fred in Piedmont. Next, I have K4OIM, Walt and Emmett. Walt, I just wanted to let you know I'm planning on finally taking my car apart this weekend. The weather's cooperated, and I don't have anything else to do, so probably going to at least dismantle everything, and we'll see about getting the ball joints done throughout the rest of this weekend and next week and the following weekend. So I'm going to try to work on that. So since I finally have two running vehicles now, I'll take apart one and drive the other. So that's my plan. Figure I'd let you know about that. Well, next I have KO4NUE. That is Chad in Campobello. And Chad, I got you marked down for comments. Any other stations? Mike through Papa. M3P, if you'd like to check into Blue Ridge to Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Last group, Quebec through Tango. If you'd like to check in to Blue Ridge Community Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KC4SKB, Larry, and also KG4AHS, Rhonda. We are both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
KC4RGK, that's Kilo Charlie 4, Romeo Golf Kilo, Michael, on the west side of Spartanburg, mobile, negative traffic, and negative on route you. Thanks for doing the net.
KO4RYP, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. This is Anna. I'm in Campobello, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
To recognize KC4SKB, that is Larry, and he brings along with him his wife Rhonda, KG4AHS. They're at home easily tonight. Also, I'd like to check in. Mobile and around is KC4RGK. That is Michael in the west side of Spartanburg. After him, I have KO4RYP. That is Anna in Campobello. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango. If you'd like to check in to Blue Ridge Community Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Hello, Oscar 4, November Romeo. This is Jerry on mobile tonight in Greenville.
I'll be negative and negative.
That's KO4 NNR. That is Jerry. Did you see your mobile around in Simpsonville?
South Simpsonville, near Greenville area.
Sure, what you said there, it wasn't your fault. I was trying to write down your information, and my cat decided it wanted to knock the radio out of my hand, so I lost what you said for your location. I got you marked down those mobile around in the Greenville area. Gotcha. All right, any other stations? I'll go ahead and open it all the way up through the alphabet now. Any stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you would like to check in to the Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4WZM. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler over in Taylor's, and I'll be negative negative.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you.
Delta in Greer, I will be in and out this evening. Over.
I made the first part of your call, thank you. Did you come back with it? The previous call was something. I got the 4J at Delta, but I don't remember your beginning letters.
This is Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, Joe in Greer.
That would like to recognize W4CTW Tyler and Taylor, KO4HKX, Patrick and Penrose, and KK4JD. That is Joe and Greer. Any other stations, A through Z, Z through A, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Chad in a minute. Well, I'll go ahead and make another run through looking for check-ins. Do I have any check-ins or have any missing room for comments? Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
So Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Daniel, I just lost you there for a minute. There was sound like traffic from another repeater or another location, and I did not hear anything that you said until just now. So sorry about that, but I'm still here.
I don't know if something's up with my radio or what. On my end, I have the racetrack. The TR Speedway is extremely loud tonight, so I actually have to turn my radio up just to hear anybody. It's so loud, and I'm almost 2 miles away from it.
Well, like I said, I missed the last portion of your preamble, so I'm assuming that this is we're in the RAG-2 portion, because I missed all of that.
Go ahead and resecure then, just in case. I just didn't make the machine. So this is KJ4WZM now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG-2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG-2s. And first up tonight, I have KO4 NUE, Chad. Go ahead, Chad.
Actually, if anybody else wants to stay in RAG-2 or RAG-2, I'd love to stay and talk with them. But I actually wanted to make a short QSO to K1CJW Roland in Pickens, if he's still in there. K1CJW, KO4NUE, K1CJW, NUE, no contact. I'm clear, Daniel.
Next, if you'd like to try this back in, if I'm calling that, just let me know to stop him when he checks in, and I'll let y'all catch up.
everybody up trying to check in. I just try to stop by and check in on him, and I'm going to be up his way on Monday or Tuesday. And just want to know if I can come by for a visit and show him the antenna I built, and we sit around and talk about things, and I'm just going to take the opportunity to show him the antenna that we've been talking about.
Well, if I hear him later on, I'll let him know. I'm sure you'll probably be able to catch up with him before I will, though. But no problem, Chad, and I hope that you have a great night. And I hope that you and Miss Anna are doing well, and I hope that your daughter is doing well in Clemson.
Tomorrow's a big day for us. Our son, our firstborn, he is going to take his girlfriend up to Mount Mitchell on the Blue Ridge Parkway tomorrow, and he's going to pop the question. So we are getting things ready to have a engagement party. We hope that we're going to have an engagement party. I hope she says yes, but we're kind of excited and anxious, and you know, just trying to get everything straightened up. And just as a side note, Daniel, just going to let you know, I had a good friend drop by this afternoon for a visit, and my wife made me shave my beard. So she said I looked too gruff, and she made me sit on the porch and cut my beard off.
That's hilarious. I hope that your son's girlfriend says yes. That's an awesome place to go. My parents actually went up there for their first wedding anniversary. I guess it was May 11, 1992, was their first wedding anniversary. And they went up there and had a snowball fight in 2 feet of snow. So that was pretty neat. And then I gone up there numerous times, riding my bicycle up there, and about freeze to death every time I come down that mountain. I like to go up it in a car, but on a bicycle with that wind blowing, oof, there's hardly a time of year when you can stand it. But anyways, sorry about your beard going white. That's kind of funny, but kind of sad, especially if you spend a long time growing it. But glad to hear everybody's doing well.
Yeah, I appreciate you letting me check in, and that's all I got tonight. So you take care, Daniel, and thank you for calling the net tonight. Be safe, KO4NUE, and I'll be clear, but I'll be listening.
All right, have I missed Aaron for check-ins or comments? Please call KJ4WZM or net control. Got a message on the Echolink. It's from W4MKH. It says, have a great weekend, Chad. Catch you later. Just wanted to let you know about that, Chad. KF4NUE, KJ4WZM.
Daniel, KF4NUE, I see it. I tried to get him before he dropped out, but I missed him. But I'll get him tomorrow night.
Well, at this time, folks, I don't hear any more check-ins. I'm going to go ahead and file my net report, but if I have any late check-ins, I'll go ahead and do my radio on until 10 o'clock if I've missed anyone that wants to check-in. So I'm getting ready to fill out my net report. 37 check-ins tonight. WZM now securing the Blue Ridge Junior Network. So thanks for checking in. So now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 to everybody, and good night. That's way, way, way far down in the noise. I can't really make you out. If you want to move your radio around some and try to get back in, I'll try to listen for you, KJ4WZM. Well, again, I almost made it out.
KO4HKX. Daniel, that was KN4. Or KO4NNH, Dan.
NH?
Yeah, that was Fred. Correct.
4 NNH. I'm on the HT right now. I just got hit the repeater. 7381. Sorry about that. Gato 4 NNH, clear.
Sorry, sir. I didn't know if you were someone trying to check in or not. I'm trying to leave my radio on for another 20 minutes or so to see if there's any late stragglers.
I called Chad, talked to him, but didn't have the radio today. I don't got my good antenna on. Just KO 4 NH, obviously.
NNH, KO 4 NUE. Fred, I can hear you. If you want to try to work it, we'll I'll stay with you till we can figure out, you know, where you need to be in the yard to make your HT work.
KO 4 NNH, Chad, I'm actually walking to work right now. Just to let you know, I that thing told me about before, and wow, U.S. is also, you know, I actually got to take off and head to work right now.
NH, KO 4 NUE. Fred, you down in the weeds. I got most of it, but you kind of dropped out there at the end. And but I'm glad you got an opportunity to listen to that, because that was quite an experience for me. And I'm just glad you got to hear that man's story, because that was pretty amazing. You just not making it, bud. I didn't get any of that, but that's okay. Hey, just next time I hear you on the radio, I'll drop in, and we'll talk about it then. But 7-3's to you, sir. And you have a wonderful night, and I'll catch you next time you pop up on the radio.
Hey, I'm about to walk into work. I'm actually like at the entrance. Let me go ahead and take off. 7-3, Chad. Everyone else that's listening, KO 4 NH, I'll be clear.
Control, KO 4, Golf Whiskey Romeo. Help copy. Over.
For Golf Whiskey Romeo, KJ 4 WZM. What's up, man?
Doug, wishing to check into the net. Help copy.
Over. KO4GWR, Doug, what is your location?
Section KO4 Golf Whiskey Romeo, KO4GWR, this is Doug in Greenville. How can I cover?
I'm correct, say KO4GWR. Doug in Greenville, I got you. I'll go ahead and fix it. I closed out the net because no one had been checking in. So I'm going to hang around till about 10 o'clock waiting to see if I got any more check-ins. Thanks for the check-in, Doug. KJ4WZM.
KJ4WGM, I am going to attempt on my handheld, if that is okay. KO4GWR, standing by.
I'm going to go ahead and amend my net report real quick.
Roger that. Standing by.
Excuse me. KK4JBQ, KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, KK4JBQ. Good evening to you, Chad.
Larry, I hope you had a good day today. Tomorrow's a big day. I hope it is anyway.
A lot of people that heard you earlier and wished the couple all the best. Whichever way it goes. That is the question, isn't it? It is a big deal. How old is your son?
He's 22 years of age, and you know, you're right. It's gonna be okay either way. But about 2 months ago, he came up here, and we got to spend some time in the shop and working on her vehicle. There was some kind of issue with it, and he said, "Well, you know, I went and got the ring, and I want you to take a look at it." So we looked at the ring. He wanted me to help build him a box. He went down to the woodcraft store and bought some kind of wood, some kind of special wood. I don't know what it was, but he wanted a nice wooden box built for it. And I said, I tried to tell him, I said, "Son, she's not gonna be interested in the box." But he wanted to, you know, he wants, so I helped him with it, and then we got talking about the engagement, and I told him, I said, "Well, son, you know, here's some ideas here, what you know, might want to do this or might want to do that." And he just told me flat out, and he said, Daddy, I got this." And I said, "Okay, I'm sure you do. I'm sorry, son. I wasn't trying to, you know, I just tried to help a little bit." But he didn't mind telling me real quick, I got it.
Now, that is something. You know, in one of my working situations, I was a jeweler. I sold, hundreds and hundreds of rings. And as far as I know, everybody took the nice box that the store provided, and that was good enough. But it kind of tickles me that your son, at 22, is a real romantic. You know, really, that's great. And he decided to put a little bit of himself in there. And if she's got good sense, she'll keep that box. Not to keep that ring in it or any other ring in it, but just because he made it. KK4JBQ.
That was I think that was the intent, is the you know, he didn't have anything to do with the ring other than buying it, but he, you know, he wanted to do something. So she is a she has a master's degree. She's a little bit older than him, 2 or 3 years older, and she's got a master's degree in psychology for I think she's counseling. She works with children that's had a traumatic situations, and I always aggravate her when she comes over here to eat, because when we're sitting around the table and we're just talking, she's got this habit of going, and it just absolutely just, it drives me crazy, because so last time I told her when she was here, she did that, and I said, "So, am I being analyzed every time you come over here and eat?" And she just says, "Well, you never know." So she's, I got a feeling if she says yes, then she's gonna fit right in with this bunch down here, because she can dole it out and take it too. So that's hard to find.
Does sound like let's call her a rare gem. And I've known folks like that. In another working situation that I had in my life, I was a teacher. And because of the economy, this was in Michigan, and I guess just the opportunity presented itself, I went to work for the state of Michigan in an institution. The governor had just, I guess, I didn't know what an executive order was back then, but that's probably what he did, to guarantee education from crisis.
cradle to grave. That's the way the bill read. So in preparation of that, the state started hiring all kinds of teachers, teachers' aides, and so on and so forth, for institutions run by the state that didn't have an educational component. And so I went to work at a place called Clinton Valley Center, built in 1832, very Gothic-looking building, and it was an institution for the mentally challenged, you might say. And we worked with a counselor for children because many of our students who were institutionalized there would be offered, because we were putting together a school, they would be offered a continuing education. But boy, that was an experience, I'll tell you. And I got to know, her name was Carolyn, and I got to know her real well. And those folks, they do analyze. It's something that, you know, it's like whistling. You can catch somebody whistling and say, what is that you're whistling? Oh, I didn't even know I was doing that. They do it, you know, automatically. KK4JVQ.
I know she is, but I'll tell her next time she does that, which probably tomorrow, that you don't want to get mixed up in this old brain, because you get turned around sideways in a minute. But oh man, it's I'm just excited and anxious too. And we're gonna go put balloons at the end of the driveway, and just got everything all cleaned up today. And she had me out on the porch cleaning the porch off, and we got a little bunch of cubbyhole cabinets there on the porch. We keep stuff in there, and I was cleaning that thing out and stuck my hand up in there and pulled a jar out and stuck my hand right in a big old red wasp nest and got tagged twice on the right wrist. And the interesting thing, Larry, is I got some, my right wrist is got some, I don't know, bone damage or arthritis to it. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but it just aches all the time. But I got stung about an inch before the wrist line, and then the second time he got me about 2 inches behind the wrist line. And that thing has not hurt me all day. I mean, the sting, when they stung me, it hurt pretty bad. But my wrist is quit hurting at all. And I just think that's really, really strange. I don't know if the venom is, I don't know what to think about that.
A medical person, never had a chance to play one on TV either. But I do know that that the anaphylactic effect on tissues can have a profound effect. So it might be a great fortune that you got stung. It's just a bee sting. Of course, it's traumatic when it happens, but this pain that you had in your wrist may go away. How about that?
Yes, we'll see. But my mother used to be, years ago, she was an apiary, and I'm not sure what a female beekeeper is called. Maybe they're apiaries too. But we had a whole bunch of hives. We had like 26 hives 1 year, and I would spend the summer with Dad would help out too. Well, Dad built the gums and the big gums and the supers and all of that and would set them up. Mama would take care of the bees and collect the honey. And then she made gift baskets, and she would go to these big corporations like Michelin, Timken Baron, and things like that, and say, well, hey, you know, if you got some big clients or you want to give employees a Christmas gift or whatever. And she did pretty good with it. You know, I never thought about trying to sell honey that way, but she fixed the baskets up and just wrapped them up in cellophane. I mean, it looked really nice. You had four or five different baskets, you know, different prices you could sell. But we'd take four or five hives up to the property up in Pickens, and those bees would get sourwood off of the trees up there. And there'd be certain times of the year that honey would just be almost as clear as water. It was the weirdest looking thing. And really sweet. Boy, it really tasted good. But Mom taught me a lot about bees and how they work and this, that, and the other. And she gave me a couple of hives. And one year, let me let this repeater drop, Larry. DuPont Chemical came out with a new chemical for fruit trees, peaches and apples and things like that. And it was called Pen Cap M, as in an ink pen, and then a cap as in a ball cap. And then I had an identifier at the end of it as M, as in Mike. And we're surrounded by peach farm, or was at the time. And that new chemical came out, and they started spraying the peach trees with it. And it was some type of capsule. The liquid was encapsulated in something. And over time, the encapsulation membrane in the chemical would break down. So the intent was to release the fungal poison on the peach trees over a period of time. Well, the bees go and collect the pollen, and they, because the chemical had a encapsulation content to it, they brought it back to the hive, and it just decimated. I mean, that was the peak of her honey, 22, might have been 26 hives. And I'm talking about, you know, three or four supers on top of the main hive. And it just decimated. It killed every hive we had. It was awful. And we just didn't do anything else with it after that. And eventually, it got up to the hives and Pickens and killed them too. And I just, you know, it just killed Mother. But I never will forget that.
Oh, never will forget that. K4JBQ. It's too bad that mankind. Well, it is in our nature to think we know best. It is not in our nature to always be correct. So those two things cross, and you have people being smart and then defensive because they weren't so smart, didn't consider the outcomes. What were the possible outcomes? What's involved. And I'm awfully sorry that happened. I really am. The fact is that it could crash the whole industry for the region that was treated. It really could. And well, for your mom, it was the end of her involvement in it, for sure. Over time, we learn, but sometimes with catastrophic effects on things we don't really... I think people understand. It's just that they don't think two levels deep. I've observed that a lot. KK4JBQ.
So we thought it was... I remember she thought it was varroa mites. Or some type of wasp. We went through a couple of weeks of trying to figure out what was happening. I mean, it didn't just kill them all at once. It just, they just slowly started dying. And we had an older fellow that lived up the road, J.R. Burton. He was a master beekeeper. And anybody had bees and you had a problem, you just called JR and he'd come out and he usually knew what to do. And he didn't know. I mean, so she ended up calling Clemson Extension Agency. And Clemson sent a professor and a couple of students down here to look and see, you know, what was going on. So they brought these little containers and collected samples from every container, and they said that they'd be in touch. And we, you know, we didn't think we'd ever hear anything from them, but I mean, it wasn't 4 or 5 days later they contacted Mama and mailed the, you know, a little written synopsis out of what was causing it. And they had taken pictures in some kind of special microscope of the poison and had a little write-up on, you know, how it affected the bee's respiratory system and so on and so forth. And I just remember, I think Mother contacted the agricultural guy down at the state house. Agricultural commissioner. And she tried to talk with him, and he didn't have much to say. So eventually I think Clemson Extension Agency got involved, either with the company or with some other organization. And it took a year or two, but they eventually, I think they took that type of poison off of the market. Now, I'm not saying Mom had anything to do with that or anything. What I'm saying is that I think they eventually realized that, hey, you know, we're decimating the bee population here. And without the bees, the farmers, you know, the trees can't pollinate, that kind of thing. But I don't exactly know how we got on this topic, but I just remember going through that with her, and just, you know, it just killed her.
We are separated by a great wide gulf from our food sources. We really are. I have a picture of the day that I learned what it took to put a chicken in a pot. My grandma, who taught me how to milk and churn and wring a chicken's neck. That's kind of traumatic, you know, a 4-year-old. But then my dad, he had a table garden, I call it. Mama put up everything. He experimented and grew. He could grow anything, that man could. We spent, while I was growing up at the house there, we spent my young lifetime
sending that piece of earth and making it produce. It was a fascinating lesson in horticulture, you know. I gained a great respect, and a lot of people can't really, you know, their frame of mind is, you know, I can just go to the market and pick it up. It's all packaged for me. But we do have a wide gulf between ourselves and our food sources. It's too bad, because things like this slip through the cracks, and those cracks can be devastating. If it weren't for the pollinators, we wouldn't eat what they pollinate, and we wouldn't eat what eats that as well, you know. All the protein animals, you might call them, that we eat for protein, as well as the things that grow in the earth. Donna and I kind of get to, she doesn't like when I talk like that. It's a little bit fatalistic. Well, sure, you know, if you don't keep your wits about you, you will suffer some sort of fate that you didn't want. Oh, before we get off this topic, I wanted to pass along to you that Gary, KI4DOS, is a beekeeper. Something you can talk with him about. KK4JBQ.